So, you know, that type of thing. My professional learning usually comes from either school improvement plan, so it's in terms of what the school needs to develop, or sometimes it comes from things that the children have requested. So maybe the children have requested something, so like, for example, they're very into basketball at the moment, and they requested competitive games. The only way to do competitive games is to go through a regional league that's run by Basketball Scotland, so not within education. So in order to do that, excuse me, I went and did my level one basketball coaching course, which was a 2-day. So that's not particularly linked to my job as such,
yeah,
but it is because it meets children's needs and children's wants and wishes, etc. So that's kind of, it can be, my CPD can be wide ranging.
Are there any other types of informal CPD that you do then?
I suppose I do quite a lot of reading, you know, searching for, you know, something comes up in the school and you're sitting going, right, what can we do about that? So you'll maybe start looking online for ideas, looking at various education books to say, right, okay, you know, maybe I think you might have a sensory, a child might have a sensory issue. So you'd maybe go to your catalogue of sort of educational books and look at, you know, sensory processing disorder, or dialogue with other partners. So like, I might have an informal dialogue with speech and language therapy or, OT if they were in the school, maybe that.
Okay.
Yeah, I know they're using that, so yeah. Agreed. And it's things like Twitter. Every staff member has access to Twitter, but I dictate the rules. So, for example, okay, I have stopped staff from having their own Twitter account that's linked to the school.
Okay, okay.
So, like, quite a lot of schools have, like, Miss Brown, yep, P1A, right? I've said no to that because I feel that actually is a child protection issue, because if they leave the school, they have all these photographs of children in the school on their account.
Yep.
And I think it also gives, it gives people information about children. So although you might not be tweeting the child's name, a stranger could go up to the child and say, Miss Brown, I told Miss Brown it's me that's the